Epilogue. Pa came home several days later. By then, Mount St. Helens had stopped rumbling and spewing ash and rocks into the air. The mudslide had swept away hundreds, maybe thousands of trees, but it hadn't injured any people or animals. Jed's eyelids were burned, but thanks to Ma's care, they were healing. Luckily, his eyes were not harmed. Pa was relieved to find everyone safe. He'd been at the trading post when ash had started falling. Pa left everything he had bought and rushed home. "Don't worry, everything will still be there when I go back," said Pa. "I didn't want to waste time putting things in the wagon. I wanted to get home to be sure you were all safe." It took a long time to get home. The falling ash made it hard to see. Seth, Sarah, and Jed told Pa about their adventure. Jed and Sarah both said that if it hadn't been for Seth, they couldn't have made it home. Seth's face turned red from everyone's praise. Seth thought about Mount St. Helens. Then he asked, "Pa, do you think Mount St. Helens will erupt again?" Pa drew a deep breath and answered slowly, "I don't know, Seth. But I hope that if it does, it doesn't happen in our lifetimes." Feature Box, Mount St. Helens Today. Seth and his family didn't know that more than 100 years later, on May 18, 1980, Mount St. Helens would erupt again. The eruption was so violent that part of the mountain collapsed and fell apart. More than 50 people were killed, and there was great destruction. For 18 years, from 1986 to 2004, Mount St. Helens lay quiet. Then, on October 1, 2004, Mount St. Helens began to erupt once again.